Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Chief Justice Koome has formed a committee to reform Kenya's criminal justice system, focusing on decriminalizing petty offenses. President Ruto, while in Gusii, announced the relocation of Kisii Prison for affordable housing and sought opposition cooperation, dismissing media scrutiny. However, families in Makongeni fear eviction by December 2025 for an affordable housing project. In politics, DP Gachagua alleged vote rigging in Beri North, while Moses Kuria highlighted growing insecurity in by-elections. Speaker Wetangula oversaw a 230 million Kenyan shillings to former PAN paper workers and campaigned for UDA in Malava, though Trans Nzoia Governor Natembeya accused him of orchestrating chaos at a rally. Separately, Foreign Affairs PS Singoi met the family of a Kenyan teacher killed in Tanzania, assuring swift repatriation. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
President Ruto's cabinet appointments led to 550 million shillings in by-elections to replace MPs who joined his cabinet. Amidst this, concerns arise over his administration's commitment to democracy. Meanwhile, 25-year-old Amos Katana is campaigning for the Magarini by-election on foot, highlighting local development issues.
In business,
no significant updates in business today.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the online Kenyan.com.